Good evening from me, Kevin Howells. Always good to take in a day of Roses cricket if you can just squeeze it in. I could, just the first day of the match between Lancashire and Yorkshire at Liverpool. A damp old start to the day, but in the end it turned out to be quite nice, if a little breezy and cool towards the end again, but not a good day at all, whichever way you look at it, from a White Rose perspective. Only able to take one Lancashire wicket before the close, 56 for one, after earlier in the day they made just 141. Great all-round effort from a brilliant, experienced attack Lancashire put on the field at the moment, including Jimmy Anderson, who was bowling well. Also a sensational catch from Croft to give Anderson his one wicket, that of Sayers, one-handed, diving away at point. But it was Farvez Maarouf, along with Gary Keady, the spin of Gary Keady, both of them taking four wickets. Keady's having a storming start to the season, he really is. And Lancashire again looking very strong, and certainly in a very strong-looking position at the close of the first day at Liverpool. Elsewhere, well, both Ian Bell and Jonathan Trott no doubt keen to get away from that pitch at Edgbaston, but only one of them really making the best use of Trent Bridge today. 68 for Ian Bell, not out. Trott made 32 for Warwickshire against Notts. They closed 233 for three. Somerset 199 for seven at Hove. And there were centuries today for both Gordon Mutchell and Ian Blackwell of Durham in their game at New Road away to Worcestershire. Into the second division, Alistair Cook, unable to add to his two first-class hundreds this summer, one of which came against the universities, of course, very early on in the season. He was out for 63 versus Surrey for Essex. Chris Tremlett actually got rid of him, a couple of wickets for Tremlett, also getting himself ready for that Cardiff test. Caught by the keeper was Alistair Cook, 318 for six, though, Essex at the close. And Gloucestershire, 177 for three at Leicester, with a Kiwi, Kane Williamson, scoring his first 100 for Gloucestershire. He's 102 not out.